Jean-Marie Vigon.
Yeah.
And do we use both names, Jean-Marie or just Jean?
I use both names.
Okay, Jean-Marie, welcome to Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
I understand about the only thing I know is that you're a recording artist, you're a musician.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, where do you come from in Africa?
I come from Cameroon.
Cameroon.
In Central Africa.
Now, I know you were visiting my good friend Roger Folie,
yeah.
And your native tongue is French, I would suppose.
Yes.
What is your what other languages do you speak?
Yeah, I use my native language,
which is
Ewondo.
Mm-hmm. And you speak French?
And I speak French.
And you flabbergasted me because as we began, you said you'd only been studying English or knowing English for how long?
For five months I've
been
learning.
That is fantastic.
Yes.
You have an incredible grasp on the language.
Oh boy, thank you.
Where in Cameroon do you come from? What village or town?
I come from the nation's capital. It's Yaoundé.
Yaoundé?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And tell me something about your musical ability. What brings you to the United States? I understand it is to record, or you have been recording?
Yes, I did it. You know, I start the music in my country. I was playing guitar and I was singing too in a band.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say that I was a band leader. How do you call it?
That's band, right, leader. Band leader?
Yeah, I was band leader in some groups in my country.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to make a recording session.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little hard in my country to make a good recording.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from my country to make some records here in the United States.
All right, let's start with the very beginning. Are you from a musical family? Does your father, mother, sisters, or brother play any musical instruments?
Oh, no. There's no musicians in my family.
You're the only one?
Yeah.
Where did you learn music?
I learned it at school. When I was singing in the church, yeah.
Mm-hmm, church.
I was some kind of, I don't know how to call it. I was singing
choral,
in the church, yeah, chorus,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A choir, I would suppose.
A choir, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. That's it.
What type of music did you grow up with? You obviously have the roots in church choir music, and
yeah.
Also your traditional music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I grew up with... You know, after the school, when I was playing in the band, you know, we were playing European music and American music, Black American music, like rhythm and blues, mm-hmm. blues, little jazz.
Mm-hmm. What sort of instruments do you play?
My instrument is guitar. I play guitar, but I do play too. Drum, organ, you know, just a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where did you come by the knowledge to play these? Did you pick that up in Yaoundé?
Yes, I did, mm-hmm. In Yaoundé.
What about traditional instruments? Do you play traditional instruments?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
None?
I didn't learn it. Oh, yes, I play, how do you call it, tam-tam, you know,
mm-hmm.
the African
the
tam-tam, but that's all.
What bands did you play in your town? With what bands did you play in your town?
Yeah, I played with the Tulip Noir. In English, is Black Tulips.
Mm-hmm.
That was the name of my first band. And after that, I played with the Grand Fauve.
Mm-hmm.
I was the band leader of those two.
What kind of music did your bands play?
In Africa,
Yes, in Africa.
Yeah, we was playing rock, pop, rhythm and blues and jazz, even jazz.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me again how you came to be in the United States. What brought you here? You wanted to make a recording, and you wanted to make a good recording, so you came to the United States.
Yeah.
Where? New York? Washington?
Yeah, I land in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And in New York, I've been told that it was a little easier in Washington, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I came here and... I came in touch with my friend of VOA, Roger Guy Folie, who told me, you know, the way I got to follow to reach some studio or
He's
some
He's a good
musicians.
Man to listen to. Did you just have an idea that you were going to make a recording? Do you have a specific recording in mind? And if so, if you came by yourself, don't you have to recruit other musicians here and organize more another band here in Washington?
No, I don't think so. The recording is done now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is.
Do you have a copy with you?
Yes,
Very
I do.
Good. We'll be listening to it in just a little bit then.
Okay.
Is it a single? I mean, are you solo, just playing the guitar?
No, I played the guitar and the drum in two songs.
Is it a vocal?
Yeah.
Do you sing?
Yeah, I sung it.
Oh, so you're a one-man band then?
Oh, so.
You have come to the United States. Have you done much touring in Africa or in Europe? Is this your first time in the United States?
Yeah.
Okay, so where have you been on tour outside of Africa?
Nowhere. Okay. Except when I was in Africa with my bands, we were once in Gabon and once in Chad. Once too in Ivory Coast, that the two countries I know in Africa.
Jean-Marie, let's talk about the current music scene. What's happening with music on the continent, and particularly in Yaoundé? Where is it going?
I think the music is growing well, especially, not especially in Cameroon, but in Africa generally, because musicians try to do the best they can, and I think it goes better, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you listen to any international broadcast stations like the VOA or Deutsche Welle or BBC to get ideas about other aspects of music, what's happening in other parts of the world?
Yes, I do. I listen a lot. I was influenced by music from Zaire and music from United States here, by the soul music and you know, many others music that I can count now, you know.
Would it be presumptuous to ask who your favorite recording artist is? Who do you like best?
Oh, I love Barry White. You know, it's you know it, mm-hmm. You know him, right? Mm-hmm. And I do love African music, like African musicians like Manu Dibango, like Franco in Zaire, like Cambrian in Cameroon, like in Guinea, the National Orchestra of Guinea.
Mm-hmm. And as easily as those names came to you, I'm sure that in a few years, Jean-Marie Vigon will also be on the lips of many other people once your record has been distributed and heard all over. Jean-Marie Vigon, a musician from Yaoundé, Cameroon, we want to thank you for coming by and stopping with us, and good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Walana obidi bonga naman mongelena natike Walana obidi bonga naman mongelena nawo Oi piena nama poko ipie Oi piena nama poko ipie Na mwenge mwese Unasu asibipewa Obwa mwenge na bapepe Oebie na namapo Oebie Oebie na namapo Oebie Kosa Bukimbae Nabito pebani bola kabomie Betani sedi aba Beni koma misodi Alobala meo imangolo La mwane E wandango amuna E mombatale Zese miango Musango milema Wapoto jitai Londewa Nasima wambu lamba Keo titie Jutu tane Moembale Nambotia utabema Ale Nango amuna emombadale Sese miango Musango milema Wapoto jitai Londo wa Nasima wa mulamba Keo titie La wane Ewa nango amuna emombadale Sese miango Sango milema wapoto jitai Londo wa Nasima wa mulama keo titie
J'ai reçu ta lettre toute brouillée de tes larmes que fait naître tout le désespoir d'être séparé au plus fort de ma faiblesse. J'ai eu tort peut-être de partir pour d'illusoires conquêtes alors que tu étais prête à m'appartenir. Toi ne dis jamais que je reviendrai. Dire le mal qui te déchire et qui me rend fou. Tu te demandes si l'avenir te gardera dans mon souvenir malgré tout.
Toutes tes larmes vont s'effacer. Aussi fort que la tristesse dont je connais les caresses,
je veux t'aimer.
T'aimer.
Au plus fond de ma détresse, avant que les jours paraissent, voici la nuit. laissera le corps en feu, me laissera les larmes aux yeux de toi géant. De m'offrir ta jeunesse, on restera. Ce que l'amour fidèle protège de son aile quand je reviendrai. Je veux aurait dans ce monde de la musique à gogo. Oh non. Et dans ce monde on sent les tambours, on chantera, on dansera tous les jours.
Come on, blood and soul. Show.